currently Kirkland. Your source for city news and events in the community. With Scott Mullen at the news desk. Stay up to date with weekly news reports on what's happening in Kirkland. Now, here's Scott.
Hi, I'm Scott Mullet, and this is Currently Kirkland. We're here every week with the latest in what's going on in Kirkland. First up today, it's time to get in motion, Juanita. King County Metro is bringing the In Motion program to Juanita. This program encourages residents to try other transportation than driving alone. Juanita In Motion invites those who live, work, or shop in the Juanita area to try different types of transportation twice a week. This includes carpooling, taking the bus, riding your bike, or walking.
I live in Finn Hill in Kirkland. I actually would prefer that people use the bus more. Because, you know, I work in Fremont for the U.S. Forest Service, and trudging across 520, people are crazy.
Those who participate in Juanita In Motion are rewarded for their efforts with prizes, either free bus fare or retail gift certificates. Information packets were mailed out last week to residents in the Juanita area to share with them the information about this program. Juanita In Motion also teamed up with Sustainable Kirkland to host 6 events throughout the summer. Juanita In Motion will have a booth at the Friday Night Market 3 times, host a guided walk and a bike ride, and also hold a bicycle safety check clinic. To participate in or learn more about Juanita In Motion, go to kingcounty.gov/inmotion. Juanita In Motion will run through November 13th, so make sure you sign up and start earning rewards before time runs out. And if you're a Kirkland resident who doesn't live in Juanita, you can participate as well. A special thank you goes out to those of you who helped with the 4th of July celebration. This year's celebration was sponsored completely by donations from local businesses and residents and the volunteer efforts of residents. Thanks to the Committee of Celebrate Kirkland, which includes Kelly Jordan, the Vice Chair and Co-Chair of the Parade, Dan Crable, the Co-Chair of the Parade, Terry Fletcher, the MC for Parade, Elke Grimm, the Children's Coordinator, Maureen Baskin, the Veterans Chair, Armin Wagner, and Sheila Cloney, the Volunteer Coordinators, Jenny Schroeder and Tim Llewellyn, the City Liaisons, and finally, a thank you goes out to webmaster Don Winters. A special thank you also goes out to those of you who participated in Party in the Park. With your participation and the help of local sponsors, Party in the Park was able to raise over $30,000 for the Bridal Trail State Park. What do classic cars, wine, and Kirkland have in common? Here's Pam Jardine with the story.
Jardine with Currently Kirkland, and today we're here in Kirkland at the Kirkland Classic Car Show. After this, we'll be taking a spin over to the Kirkland Uncorked Festival.
Classic cars and car enthusiasts packed the streets of downtown Kirkland to catch the car show. From our vantage atop Merrill Gardens, we could see the event was a smashing success. We chatted with George Needham and asked him to fill us in on what the Kirkland Classic Car Show was all about.
We've been around for 10 years. I was one of the original people that started the car show up. We've been doing this car show for 8 years. And we're a car club just of the Pacific Northwest, from Stanwood all the way down to Ording. We've got probably a little better than 400 cars today. It's the 8th anniversary for this car show, or 10th anniversary for the Legends Car Club. This show draws a lot of spectators, and it draws a lot of cars from out of the area.
Car owners had to get there early for the best spot in town to show off their classic car.
We get here about 5 o'clock in the morning. All the club members are supposed to be here at 5, and there's usually 3 or 4 cars here, and within about a half an hour we probably had 10, 15 cars sitting here, and within a half an hour we probably had another 10, 15 cars. So, yeah, they get up real early to come to this thing. I don't know why, but they do. We usually start down on the main drag, and then we build out from there, and we just fill it up as they come. And we usually don't save spots. they if they want to come in as a club, we take them as a club, and if they want to save spots for some of the club members that don't get here, they can do that. But yeah, we're pretty tight. We back up the street as we go and fill it up.
Folks came from far and wide to enjoy the event.
Well, we make it an annual thing. We live in Bellingham, so we come down either spend the night or just come down for the day.
We were curious to hear what brought them to this year's Kirkland Classic Car Show.
We saw it in the Seafarer magazine and said, hey, we've got to do it. And it's a beautiful car show. I can't believe the number of cars.
We asked what their favorite cars were. From hot rods to woodies, there was a little something for everyone's taste in cars.
Austin Healy.
Oh, geez, I have to pick one, huh?
The green and white slug bug.
There was a really nice old 56 Porsche.
Mostly the American-made stuff, some of the little minis, some of the... This has quite a mix, a different variety of cars. You'll get things, everything from exotic European stuff all the way down to old vintage American-made old 32 Fords. It's fun. That's part of the attraction here. It's a big variety of it.
It's what's called a state wagon. They only made 2,003 of them back in 51 in the supermodel. This is number 301. I bought it in Burbank, California in 1973 for $650. And it was my everyday car down there, and I probably put about 35,000 miles on it when I first had it, and now it just goes to shows and sits in a cozy garage in the winters.
I like the cars and I like to taste the wine. Oh. So does Maddie. This is our second year. So she likes to come out and with a little dress and everything, which is, I mean, I like the ambiance of Kirkland, so.
Though many were going to catch Kirkland Uncorked later that day, some were focused on one thing and one thing only.
The cars.
Cars, yeah.
Today's going to be cars.
That's right.
That's right. Yeah, today's all cars.
Just a block west of the Classic Car Show, Kirkland Uncorked was gearing up for its third and final day for this year's event. While waiting for the wine garden to open its doors, visitors were treated to one heck of a dog show. Brandy Algren, publisher of City Dog magazine, explains.
We had about 75 dogs that were entered into the City Dog Cover Dog model search. And what that means is they go on stage, the audience picks one winner from this event for the chance to be on the cover of City Dog magazine. It's a fundraiser for Posadas Safe Haven, so we're raising money for local animal organizations.
The old biscuit on the nose trick. Nice! Big hand for Chester!
Yeah, I think they have a winner or runner-up, something like that. And they all dogs get their picture in the magazine. And, Winmore did it just to support the safe area for the cat.
So we'll have five dogs from the five events that we do. One dog wins at each event, and we'll have then City Dog readers vote on the final dog that will be on the cover of City Dog magazine.
You don't win any money. It all goes to the great charity for the dogs in need.
It's $10 to enter your dog, and all of that goes toward the rescue organization at that particular model search. So at this one, it was Posadas Safe Haven. Posadas Safe Haven is a local rescue organization for dogs, cats, and also farm animals. We have five events that we do throughout the summer, so if people want to learn about another cover dog model search that we're hosting, they can go to our website at citydogmagazine.com.
We asked Phil Magenhart to tell us about Kirkland Uncorked.
Well, the Kirkland Uncorked is going into its fourth year. We've been working with the City of Kirkland and the tourism department there to put together a festival of wine, dine, and design, as we like to call our tagline. So probably 4 or 5 years ago, it used to be called a Summerfest, and it was put on by the Kirkland Arts Center. We kept the foundation, which is art and wine and music and everything like that, but just kind of added, re-roofed a little bit, as I like to say, and sort of made the wine tasting a little bit more focused, because in the tourism side, or wine tourism is huge in the country. So anyway, we just kind of put all the good pieces together and sort of created Kirkland Uncorked. So the restaurants that we have sampling food this weekend, 75% of them are from Kirkland. So you have George's and Hector's, and it's an interesting thing because, you know, even though you think a lot of people know the restaurants and shops here in Kirkland, we do get a lot of visitors, and it's the perfect way to introduce them to your restaurant or shop or things like that, and make sure when our guests return, because they had such an amazing experience here in Kirkland, is not to only, you know, celebrate Kirkland this weekend, but have people return.
Was the event a success this year?
It's just really been a fantastic weekend. The weather's perfect. The last couple years have been like 90 degrees. So this 75 and sunny is just beautiful and couldn't ask for a better festival, honestly.
Fiona Dixon explained how Kirkland Uncorked came to benefit the Hope Heart Institute.
We are a local nonprofit. We do research and education for heart disease, and we're the beneficiary of Kirkland Uncorked. We were asked just a few years ago if Kirkland Uncorked could choose us as beneficiary, and of course, how can you say no to that? And the reasoning was red wine has got a lot of antioxidants that are good for your heart. Everybody loves hearing that red wine's good for your heart, so that was an easy yes. It's been tens of thousands of dollars that have come into the Hope, and that makes a big difference. Yeah, I mean, I think it feels really good to know that you can come out and enjoy such a beautiful event out on the lake, beautiful weekend, and also know that the money is going to a good cause. So how can you say no to that?
We asked folks what brought them to Kirkland Uncorked.
I'm here on a vacation, and I wanted to spend time with my friends down by the water, have some wine, so thought it would be a good time.
For food and wine and the car show, and you know, enjoy Kirkland.
I've been to previous Kirkland Uncorked, so I enjoyed the time, so I just decided to come back again.
We asked Uncorked visitors where they hailed from.
I'm from Tacoma. We have some taste down there, too.
I live up in Kenmore, but I used to live in Kirkland.
I live out in Redmond.
We came from Bellevue, so not far, but it is my birthday. Woo!
Happy birthday!
Yeah, baby!
Well, we just live down the street about a quarter of a mile.
Yep, I can walk home from here.
I'm visiting from Los Angeles, and it's just perfect. There's nowhere else I'd rather be than right here in Kirkland.
So we asked, what's your favorite wine?
I really like Pinot Grigio.
The Totem Cellars.
I don't know if I have a favorite yet. I would say that each one has its own, I don't know, little specialty.
I like the OS Winery.
I liked the Patterson Late Harvest Viognier. I'm learning.
Oh, my absolute top pick today is the Maison Bleu Winery. I just met with the winemaker, John, and he makes Rhone-style wines, Marsan, Roussan, and Garnacha.
Local restaurants pitched in to woo and wow the crowds that gathered in the wine garden to sample top-notch foods and meet the chefs. Russell Lowell, owner and head chef at Russell's, talked to us over a hot grill full of delicious salmon.
I'm grilling some fresh king salmon. I did my demo, and now everyone wants to see where the proof is in the pudding, see? This is a special blend I make, and you can find it in Seattle Caviar, Molbach's. You can find it at the Grape Choice right over here, the wine bar, and other wine places around town. How long have I been cooking? 35 years.
Do you have a restaurant here?
Yes, I do. Russell's. It's just about 10 minutes from here, and it's in an old barn. Well, we kind of operate on how you want to feel. You know, you get a menu, that's great, but if you really want something different, okay, tell us what you want. See if we can make it. It's all about you. So it's not about me.
And don't forget the wine.
Patterson Chardonnay, they're here, exceptional. Mike Sheridan has a very nice ice wine, a Viognier that's really nice. There are many wineries here, but something white, Chardonnay, Sauvignon Blanc, any of those will work.
Folks were having a great time and very happy with the event.
Oh, the food's fantastic. And I just love the way they have samples, gets everyone involved, and it's a great thing for businesses.
We're definitely enjoying it. And the grilling station's a nice touch.
I like wine, but I like it with a meal, so I had to go for the food and get the wine, yeah.
No disappointments.
You could even do a little gift shopping while you were at it.
Our vases are made with anodized aluminum. My wife and I make them in Anacortes. They are anodized aluminum beveled cut glass with acrylic watertight liners.
All in all, a fantastic day to be in Kirkland on the beautiful shores of Lake Washington.
Well, we've had a great time today in Kirkland at Kirkland Uncorked, the festival, the car show, the music, the art. I hope to see you next year.
For more information about Kirkland Uncorked and the Classic Car Show, go to the websites below. Some members of City Hall and Evergreen Hospital recently received special training. Since January, 5 employees from City Hall and 40 employees from Evergreen Hospital have participated in a disaster preparedness and response course. The course took place over 4 days in Alabama at the Center for Domestic Preparedness. By participating in the Disaster Preparedness and Response course, Evergreen Hospital and the City of Kirkland are recognizing the importance of working together effectively during a disaster. If you would like to learn more about the Center for Domestic Preparedness's course offerings, go to the website below. The Houghton Transfer Station will have restricted public access starting Monday, July 26th. A county solid waste division construction project will cause the transfer station to be closed to the public on weekdays and open with only limited access on the weekends. The project lasts through the middle of December, and customers are asked to use alternative disposal stations. For more information about the Houghton Transfer Station construction, go to kingcounty.gov/solid waste. It's time to tell crime who's in charge. On August 3rd, it's the 27th annual Night Out Against Crime. The Kirkland Police Department is asking neighborhoods, apartments, and businesses to participate by turning on your porch light and taking a stand against crime. National Night Out Against Crime also gives neighborhoods the opportunity to have a social gathering where you can take a stand. The Kirkland Police and Fire Departments will be making appearances at neighborhood gatherings to show their support as well.
Hi, I'm Officer Ishmael with the Kirkland Police Department, and we're really excited about being behind the push for the National Night Out campaign all over the country and specifically here in the city of Kirkland. If you have any questions in terms of looking for suggestions or help putting together your event in your neighborhood, feel free to contact me. Thanks.
If your neighborhood is planning a going away party for crime, register with Officer Ishmael at the information below. Make sure to include the name of the contact person for the event, the location, time, and the type of event. If you would like more information about National Night Out Against Crime, visit nationalnightout.org/NNO. Have you heard the latest buzz around Kirkland? Kirkland is mentioned over 20 times in 425 magazine. 425 magazine is the East Side's own magazine, helping residents make the most of their life on the East Side. The current issue of 425 magazine includes a feature that covers the future of Kirkland, reviews one of Kirkland's restaurants, gives you the lowdown on Kirkland dog-friendly hotels, and mentions Kirkland numerous times in the Best of 425 section.
Oh, we have an entire feature on Kirkland. Kirkland is such a special area of the 425, and we definitely highlight it in the magazine quite often, actually, with the restaurants and boutique shops and business owners and entrepreneurs.
The magazine is available in grocery stores and newsstands around the East Side in the Kirkland area, or you can check it out online at 425magazine.com. And remember, you can access any of our programs on the web. Just visit the city's homepage and click Watch On Demand Programming. We'd also love to hear from you. If you have a news tip, suggestion, or any comments, please send them to kirklandtv@ci.kirkland.wa.us. Thanks for watching, and we'll see you next time.